Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Lamed Tes. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on the last line on page 302. The Rama says, "Va'ayin la'el Siman Samach Gimel imuter likros kashu shochev." We're talking about again Kriya Shma Lamita. So the Rama says, "Look earlier in Siman Samach Gimel if you're allowed to say Kriya Shma Lamita while you're lying down." Vimkara Kriyashma Veloyucha Lisha Miyad. Let's say a person said Kriyashma Lamita and then he can't fall asleep right away. Oz Choser Vekore Kama Pa'omim Zeachaze Adshe Yishtaka Besheina. He should keep saying over Kriyashma over and over again until the sleep overtakes him. Vishia Kriyaso Samach Lishinaso. And therefore his reading will end up being close to his sleep. Ve'ein mevarachin al kriyashmash al mitaso. There is no bracha on kriyashmal hamita. There's a bracha of a mapil, that's on the sleep. There is no bracha on the mitzvah of kriyashmal hamita. The mechaber then says, ve'omer yoshe b'seiser elyon. He goes through the different psukim that we say in kriyashmal hamita that's brought down in all the siddurim. We say yoshe b'seiser elyon. Ve'omer Hashem morabu tzorai ad la'Hashem ha'Yeshua. Va'omer Baruch Hashem Bayom Baruch Hashem Balaila Baruch Hashem Beshachvenu Baruch Hashem Bekumenu Vayomer Hashem El Asotan Yigar Hashem Becha Asotan Vegomer Hashem Shomrecha Vegomer Me'ata V'Yarolam Biyodcha Avki Ruchi Vegomer Yivrechacha Hashem Vegomer Avi Yosem L'Chashalom Va'omer Hashkivenu Ad Somach L'Chasima. And you say the Bracha of Hashkivenu until you get to the Chasima, not including the Chasima. And now we'll see the Mishaburas. We're going to begin with Sivkotan Vav on the bottom of page 302. The first point that we saw in the Ramah today was look in Siman Samach Gimel if you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema Lamita when you are lying down. Says the Mishavua Rotsa Lomer, it means to say Deshom Muchach B'Sif Aleph Bago. There it is clear in Sif Aleph in the Ramah. The Lechatchila Ein Kedai Leilech V'Lishka V'Lekrosa B'Shchiva. That it's not Kedai to go ahead and lie down and say Kriyat Shema Lamita when you're lying down. Even if you're totally on your side, it's not the best thing to do. But then he brings the Magen Avraham that says a very important point. Kosav haMagen Avraham, Davka kishikore zo haKriyashma l'shem chova. When is it that you shouldn't go and lie down? That's specifically when you're reading Kriyashma l'amita to also be mekayim your mitzvah of Kriyashma of chiyov of the nighttime. Kigon sheespal arvis mibodyom. For example, you daven marav early during the day. And now you're having in mind during your Kriyashma Lamita to Mekayim your mitzvah daraisa of Kriyashma, even though we said it's not the best thing to do, but it certainly works. So that's what you're doing. Therefore, it's a chiyuv of Kriyashma, so you want to be careful about all the details, and you shouldn't go ahead and say it when you're lying down. Avol, however, says the Magen Avraham, im kvar kora bizmana, you daven marav in the regular time, you yotze your mitzvah darais of kriyashma night, vikore ata rak mishum kriyashma shalamita, and all you're doing now is saying simply kriyashma shalamita, mutter lechatchila lekrosa b'shchiva. So the Magen Avraham, you're lechatchila allowed to say kriyashma shalamita when you're lying down. Again, the Magen Avraham says, if it's just Kriyashma Lamita, you'll mekayim your mitzvah d'arais of Kriyashma earlier, then you can, yes, say it when you're lying down. However, if we turn to page Kuftan Beis, the Mishavura does say, V'yeshem achmirim l'chatchila l'krosa b'amida obi yeshiva. There are those who are machmir l'chatchila to read Kriyashma Lamita standing or sitting. And the Shaar Tzion says in Os Yud Aleph, Hainu Masha Kora Bepam Rishona. We just saw the Ramah that says if you can't fall asleep, you keep repeating Kriyashma. If you're going to keep standing up every time you say Kriyashma to help you fall asleep, you're not going to fall asleep the whole night. So Zakti Shaar Tzion, what we mean over here, that some are Machmir L'Chatchila to say it's standing or sitting, that is Masha Kora Bepam Rishona. That's time number one. Ava Masha Kore V'Chose V'Kore Acha Mishtaka b'sheina, but that which you're repeating it over and over till you fall asleep, l'kul yalma ein l'hachmir b'davar, then it's pashut according to everyone. You can say it while you're lying down. The whole point is for that to lead into your sleep. Continues the Mishabu in the second line of Kutan Beis. So we said there are those who are machmir l'chachila that the first kriyashma should be said standing or sitting. But if you already lie down, you're already in bed, then according to everyone, you would be allowed to lean on your side and to say Kriyashma Lamita. New point in the Mishnah Berurah, V'yeshlo la'odom lahargil atzmo lishkov al tzido dafka. We're talking about over here no longer saying Kriya Shema, justam, how you should be sleeping. So a person should train himself to sleep on his side specifically. V'isr godol lishkov prakdon. And there's a great isr to be sleeping in a position called prakdon, which is what? Tahainu shemushloch al gabo uponav l'malo. You're lying on your back with your face up. O sheponav tuchos l'mato, your face is down. So you shouldn't be going to sleep on your stomach with your face down or on your back with your face up. You should train yourself to sleep on your side. A few very important points about this. First of all, in the Shaar Tzion and Os Yud Beis, he writes, like we said, Hainu afilu sheina b'lvad below kriya. This is talking about just sleep, nothing to do with reading Kriya Shema. Now, if you look at note number 10, he says, avalishka praktum b'lolishom. Let's say you want to just lie down in that position, not to sleep. You're reading the Yatet. So it's mashma shemutter. The mashmos is that it's mutter. It's only an issur to sleep in that position, but not to just be in that position. V'chein kosa b'shalan shuvas salmas chayim. She'im ein chshashe yirdom kach mutter. Now, I don't know how that's so pashut. If there's no risk of you falling asleep, I mean, if you're lying on your back, I think you're always at risk of falling asleep, but I guess depending who you are, if you're not worried you'll fall asleep, it is not a problem. V'chein hora agon rov yashiv, that it's also okay to just lie on your back, to lie on your front, if it is not for sleeping purposes. Ne'idach, on the other hand, asa chazanish. Sha'aser. So the Chazon Ish argues and says that to be in that position, some, even if you're just reading something, would not be allowed. One other point I want to say is the second half of note number 9. V'im shochev, this is very important. V'im shochev al gabo. If you're lying on your back, achrosho morom al gabe karios. But your head is on top of pillows. Kach shekesevav murmos ktsas namita. So you're on a high pillow that your shoulders are lifted up a little bit from the bed. So you're not totally flat. You're lifted up a little bit with the pillow. Osha rosh hamita moram, or the bed, it's like a recliner. The bed is leaning up. It's not a flat bed. So there is Shlomazam and Arba says, shalom nechsha praktan. That's not a problem. So most of us, if we're lying down, we have pillows. So if it's, I guess, big enough that it lifts your shoulders a little bit, according to Shlom Zalman, that's not what this is discussing. V'chein da'as agon Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. So that's a very important add-on from Shlom Zalman and Rav Scheinberg. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin. So he said in the Ramah, if you said Kriya Shema, you didn't fall asleep, go back and say Kriya Shema again. Now, before we read the Mishnah Berurah, note number 11 points out, V'lasovrim la'el, according to the ones that held earlier in Sifkat and Beis, she'yeshlomar birchas ha'mapil besof, that we first say Kriya Shema, then we say the brach of ha'mapil, u'mishum hefsek, because we don't want any hefsek between ha'mapil and the sleep, so we say Kriya Shema earlier, so says Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, she'la'achar birchas ha'mapil, lo yasor lomar Kriya Shema u'psukim. Right, this whole idea is only the few the ones that say you say Amapil first and then you say Kriya Shema, so keep saying Kriya Shema. Because if you hold Kriya Shema is not a Hefsek, so it's okay. But if you hold Kriya Shema is a Hefsek and you say Kriya Shema, then Amapil, so once you say Amapil, you're done. You should not be following what we're saying over here that you're going to keep saying Kriya Shema afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat and Zayim, Chozer V'kore, Parsha Rishona. You should go back and keep repeating the first Parsha Kriya Shema. V'roi shalolichbo pasuk rishon. But it is befitting that you should not repeat just the first pasuk. O sheyomar shar psukim derachmei. It's lav dafka zokta mishibura that you have to be saying the first parsha of Kriya Shema over and over again. You could say any other psukim of rachamim. You could just say psukim. V'hu adinim maharib divrei Torah shaper dami. But zokta magen Avram also, if you want to try to fall asleep, you think in learning, and you could have do that till you fall asleep. It's lav dafka Kriya Shema. That's just an example. It could be Kriya Shema, it could be other psukim, it could be learning, whatever it is, be involved in one of these inyanim until you fall asleep. Sifkatun ches, the Ramah said there is no bracha on Kriya Shema Lamita. Says the Mishirua Pirish, there is no bracha of Asher Kedishanu B'mitzosa V'tzivanu Al Kriya Shema. Ein Levarach, don't make such a bracha, it doesn't exist. Why are we saying this? Isn't it obvious? Ula Fuke Midas is a posik. We're coming to exclude from a certain posik that says Shematzrich Levarach, that he requires a bracha, so we're saying we don't pask in that way. Kasvu HaPoskim, the Poskim, right? Hayoshein bayom ein tzaruch levarach brachas hamapil. Person who's taking a nap during the day, he does not need to say hamapil before he goes to sleep. V'tov sheyomar v'hinoam and yoshe b'seiser. But as we learned earlier, it is a good idea to say v'hinoam and yoshe b'seiser. No 15 points out that we said earlier, the reason is because of sakonas mazikim. However, we did end off over there and we said that we're not knowing to do this during the day. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky does say that even though we're not knowing this way, it's still a good idea to say Vihinoam before you go to sleep during the day. Sivkotan Tes is going on that which the Mechaber told us all the other psukim that we say for Shmira before you go to sleep. Kol elu hapsukim shenogu laomram hu lahogein shelo yavo alav chas v'shalom davar ra. The reason why we're saying all these psukim around Kriya Shalomita is just so they should protect you that nothing bad should happen. Vim hu chola o onos, if a person is not feeling well or any other kind of ones, dai ba mesh sheyomar parsha rishona shel Kriya Shema ubirchas hamapil levad. So the minimum a person should say is the first parsha of Kriya Shema and the bracha of Hamapil. That is the minimum. It's good to say these other psukim of Shmira, you're not feeling well, any other kind of ones, you could just say these two things. Kosvu hasvarim shabalayla kodem hashena nochon laodam shiafashvesh b'maisav sha'asa kalayom. The svarim bring down that at night, before you go to sleep, it's a good idea to think about your actions during the day. V'im yimtza sha'asa aveira, if you come up with an aveira that you did, or maybe more than one aveira, yisvade aleh, you should say vidui, you should say confession over it. V'yikabel atzma shelo laso so'od, and you should commit to not fulfilling or doing this aveira again. Ubiprap avonos hametzuyim, specifically one should focus on the more common aveiros, kegon chanifus, like flattery, shakarin, lies, leitzonus, lashon hara, v'chein avon bitul Torah, tzrichim bedika biyoser. So these aveiros, bitul Torah, lashon hara, leitzonus, they require extra analyzing because they are very common. Gam roi limcho lachom nishachata kenegdo v'tziaro. It's also a good idea and befitting to forgive anyone that might have done anything bad to you. Ubischuseh ha'odom marich yomim. The Gemara Megillah says that one of the Amoraim says he had arichas yomim because he used to forgive people before he went to bed. So zakta mishabura that bischus that you're going to forgive people, so you will have arichas yomim. Amru chachamenu zal, the chacham tell us, Hayoshein babayis yechidi, one who sleeps in a house by himself, vahainu balayla, this refers to the nighttime, ochasto lilis. He gets taken over by lilis, which is a ruach ra, some evil spirit that takes over a person if he sleeps in a house by himself, ubayis hainu cheder. And when it says a house by yourself, it doesn't really mean a house by yourself, it means in a room by yourself. Now, if you look at note number 20, the second paragraph, so a way to get out of this, v'im yesh or b'cheder, if there is some light in the room, the Eish Lavram writes, shemuter lishon yechidi, you are allowed to sleep by yourself. V'af lor halavona, even if a little bit of the moonlight gets in, that would take care of this problem of the ruach ra. V'chein nog ha-stipler, lahatir k'shiyesh or b'cheder, the stipler was knowing to say that it's mutter if there was some kind of light in the room. Me'idach, on the other hand, the Chazon Ish said, shiyesh lahachmir b'zeh, that even if there is some light in the room, one should not be sleeping in a room by himself. If you look at the last point in note number 20, v'shnas arayv, a person is only taking a temporary sleep, only a nap, the Eish Lavram writes, shemutter lishon yechidi, that would be mutter, that we're talking about here, a full night's sleep in a room by yourself, is not a good idea because you could be taken over by the ruach ra called lilis. Back to the Mishabura, the second to last line of the siman. Elu tzrichin shimur mehamazikim. The following people need guarding from mazikim. Chola, one who is sick. Chaya, a woman who gave birth. Chosan, kala. Ovel, the Talmud chacham balayla. And a Talmud Chacham at night, Hainu kishu omeid yechidi b'ishon laila v'afela, talking about that he's standing by himself in the darkness of the night. Now if you look at note 21, a very important point, u'betam adover, the reason why these specific people need a shmira, Rashi says in Bracho, shechola chaya v'avel, the sick person, the woman who gave birth, the one who is in mourning, sohura mazlum. They had some, you know, bad mazl that got them sick, even though a childbirth is a good thing, but Lai says she's now a chola, obviously in Ovel, they went through a bad mazel, ulefikach hashed mizgare b'hem. Therefore, the demons, the ruach ra, are on the attack for these people that have a bad mazel. The chosan kala v'tamul chacham, these are more positive, a chosan kala v'tamul chacham, so hashed mizgane b'hem. Fakir, the demons are jealous of them, and therefore they're on their attack also. So people that are on the two extremes, even having the good mazel, having bad mazel, so they have to be especially careful, they need shmira. It is discussed in the notes, the details of one, a chasen and kala, need shmira, details, going to minyan, going to shul, before the chasana, from the ufruf, at the chasana, after the chasana. That is discussed in the notes in the back of the sefer that we are not going to read together, but everyone is invited to read them on their own. Let's just end the simen with Siv Beis, where there is no mishabura, and the mechaber is very hard to understand. And today I looked up the Aruch HaShulchan to see if he's masbir a little more, and he is. I don't know exactly how he gets it in the words of the mechaber, but they will say how the Aruch HaShulchan says the chiluk. In Siv Beis, the mechaber says, "Kishayivshod chaluko." Right? They used to wear, let's say, a robe, and they wore nothing under it. It was just the robe, and underneath they were undressed totally. So when you're taking off your robe, your chaluk, lo yahavchenu mimata lumala. Don't flip it over from bottom to top. Shim kein nimtsu gufu orum, because then you're not sneezing. You're totally naked. Ela yishetenu derech rosho. Rather, you should take it off by means of your head. V'yichase atzmo bisadino mitachas. And as you're taking it off from your head, you should cover yourself with your blanket from below. V'yikones b'mitaso, and you should go into your bed. So basically he's saying that you lift up your robe over your head. As you're lifting it up, you're pulling the blanket over you so you're tznius. It's not clear what the first side is. Don't lift up your chaluk and take it off mimata lamala from bottom to top. I mean, why can't you cover yourself with a blanket the same way? So it's not clear the chaluk. It's very unclear. I discussed it with a few rabbonim and we didn't come up with any clarity, but I did look in the Aruch HaShulchan this morning, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that the first case is talking about when you're in a sitting position, the second case is when you're in a lying down position. So I assume when you're lying down, it's easier to pull up your garment and have the blanket come on you so you're not uncovered at all. If you're in a sitting position, it's harder to do that. That'll be more of a not sneeze kind of way. You'd be left arum before you were able to pull the blanket over. But that is the idea that when a person is getting undressed, he should end up under his blankets, just like we learned earlier in Chelak Aleph in the very beginning, that when a person gets dressed, he should do it under his blanket, and as he comes out, he's already dressed. So this is the opposite. It should be ikur, that it should be done in a tzanuadik way. That concludes Simen Reish Lamates, and Mitzvah tomorrow will begin Simen Reish Mem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.